Welcome to Supernormalized. My name is CJ, and I am your host. This is the first show of a series of shows, hopefully that goes for quite a while, as I find people who have stories that wish to share with me that would be considered unusual to a lot of people, and they may be quite scary in some ways, but otherwise enlightening in others. I'm starting this podcast simply because over the years I've had so many experiences myself, and to say that some people have considered them to be unsettling is quite normal, and others will just say they're different. And I've been at times looked at like I was crazy for the things that I've experienced. However, unshakably, I've just moved on in life, went, well, okay, obviously the story wasn't for you, but the story is always for somebody. And over the years, I've found many people that have sat and listened to stories of things that have happened to me and have felt as if they've found a kinship in the stories because they've had something like that happen to them as well. This first show is an unusual show in that it is a solo show, and it contains this outline of why I was driven to this podcast. And over the last 50 years, I've had innumerable experiences of contact with the other, and many would call these experiences paranormal. I can't say what my prior cosmology was before I had an over-encompassing worldview, as I've always had this expanded worldview and these experiences going on as far back as I can remember. During my early years, what I thought was normal was a concern to others, and I saw and interact with beings in the forest that taught me, for example, how to meditate, as one of my experiences. I didn't know it was meditation at the time. I just knew it was fun and it made me feel more whole and connected as a toddler. I didn't have words to apply to it at that time. I just felt right and good. Growing up and attempting to explain my experience to others, I often found a wall of uncomfortable insecurity that would often well up, and with reactions that were mild to derogatory, depending upon how it made other people feel. And I think it was an unsettling of an expansion of their worldview, which wasn't welcome. It often happens that people aren't ready for it. It was rare to be heard, and as I grew up and my cosmology formed around these experiences, I knew I had to keep it to myself, and sometimes I would share it with others that had similar unusual experiences. And I found personally these people were at first few and far in between. As I grew over the years, of course, I did find the others that, you know, are shared in these experiences. I did decide as a part of making this podcast that others need to be heard as well. It's healing. I know for myself it's been healing and relieving. And it can also be life-affirming when you finally feel that you and your life is actually being heard and seen, which is part of why I'm doing this now. And so I'm inviting all that need to be heard to come and have an informal chat with me about what happened to them. Let's all hear how amazing this world and our life experiences are, and it can only change things for the positive and the better and help us all to grow. The other angles for this podcast that I envision that I will explore is I want to really talk to people who have had alternative healing experiences. And if you've ever had a miracle or even something really heavy shift for you, I'd love to hear about it. If you have a healing modality that is working for you and is not mainstream, not big pharma or big medicine, let's talk. I'd be very interested to know more. If you've had a first-hand spirit contact experience, alien contact, demonic contact, any kind of supernatural experience, I'd like to highlight and discuss, and let's talk. My direct email is supernormalized, which is all one word, super normalized, with the Z, so it's like the American spelling, at proton.me. That's super normalized, at proton.me. Write me direct now, and if you know of someone who's had an experience that may want to share, then please share this podcast to them too. Today I'll outline my very first contact experience. I've had so many over the years, and I know for others it can be healing and enlightening to hear what happened. And over time, when I'm sharing with guests their experiences, I may drop in other stories that relate as well. So I'll go with an outline first of how this all happened. So imagine it's the 70s, and my mother was doing some sort of 70s loose parenting. I don't know how loose, but let's just say we were living in a house in North Balgowlah in Sydney, which is the northern suburbs, and the street was still so fresh that it only had a dirt road. And the dirt road, I remember clearly as at the age of, I think it was probably 3 or 4 years, maybe 5, I'd only just started to walk, and I thought, well, for some reason, I felt this pull to go over to the forest across the road. And there is a typical forest across the road, which is sort of like a dry Australian forest. And, I remember the day is perfect. It's sunny, it's warm, and I'm walking down my driveway, which is concrete, and I can feel everything because, I think I've just got a diaper on or maybe a nappy wrapped around me, and the wind is on me, and my mother may be watching. I'm not sure. I don't remember that part. I remember just the experience of being encompassed in just living and walking around. And it's warm, and I go and I walk across to the road, and I walk across the road, and there's no traffic here at all. It's very, very quiet road, thankfully for my sake. And I get across the road and I go into the forest. Now, my perception of this event is that when I got to the forest, I walked down a long path. And then when I got to the end of the long path, there was some rocks to sit on, and it's comfortable. And then there's like little brown rocks, and there's bushy bits that are just over me and stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking around, and then there's these beings there. There's these beings there. Now, I'm not scared of these beings at all. In fact, I feel like I know them. And what do? I sit with them, and they're talking to me. But it's not like talking. It's like knowing talking. You just know what they're saying to you. And they're not only saying it to you, they're making you feel it inside at the same time. So I have this impression that they want me to do something. And the something they want me to do is to sit absolutely still, absolutely silently, and just focus on zero, like a zero point, just to be nothing and be there soaking up all of the reality around me with them at the same time. Now, looking back on it, I like to call these beings my friends. Now, they were my friends because, one, they were friendly, and two, they were totally happy with teaching me something new, and I was totally happy with accepting it at the time. So I sat, and I was enjoying being there with them, doing the being thing, and then all of a sudden, the plants around me start wiggling. Now, what I mean by wiggling is that it's like being underwater, and all the plants started wobbling and wobbling and wobbling, and I felt totally ecstatic, and I was really, really happy, and I felt totally at joy with this, whatever this is. So it's a silent sense of being by being still, and I was totally at comfort and in a joyous place. Here, sitting, being with all the plants wobbling just around me, just at this time. And I was timeless. Well, I wasn't really aware of time as it is being a baby, but for the whole experience of being there, it just seemed like forever. Now, I don't know how long I was there at all. I have no idea. I mean, my perception was that I was there for a very long time. And then next I'm at home again, and, it's just a usual day or a usual afternoon, and I'm doing something else. Now, my memory of this is that this happened many times. I would go across the road, be with these beings. We would sit and basically meditate, trip out together just by becoming unfocused, you know, like letting go. I mean, what is there to let go of when you're a baby? It's very little, so it's pretty easy. So I soaked into this experience many, many times over. And over the years, I just pondered it because it kept on coming back to me. And, you know, I thought about why did I go? I felt a pull and I often would feel that pull to go back there. And I really wanted to get back there. And so I did. And I did this quite often as far as I remember. And I was, as I was told by my parents, well, my mother at least. Now, when I was there and I learnt this experience, every time I went, I remember it being a long walk down a path, like a tunnel path towards an end where there's rocks to sit and enjoy. And, you know, from my perception, that's what exactly happened. Now, many, many years later, when I should say at least 20 to 30 years later, I went back again. And I had to look at this place and I had to look at the path that I went down, and it was really, really short. It was about maybe, if anything, about probably 3.5 meters. And then there was just a tree, a bush to sit in that I was there with. And you know, being a baby, I was tiny, so the bush seemed big, but looking at it as an adult, it wasn't that big. And so I walked down a very short path and sat down, and my perception was that it was very, very long. I can't fathom how that's possible. But maybe the world was different then. Maybe my perception was different then. And so things seemed a lot longer, seemed a lot further. And maybe even the amount of time I spent there was probably a lot shorter. Now, looking back upon it, the meaning that it had for me at the time was joy, and also it's like a sense of, it's like an existential sort of bliss. It was a space where nothing was happening, but everything was happening simultaneously. And I was comfortable with that. And to this day, I do meditate still. And the only times in my life where I've felt like I've, you know, fallen off the cart and let the monkey mind get, you know, the control over me again has been when I didn't meditate. And so that stuck with me. So it gave my life meaning, and it was offered meaning from contact with something. I don't know what, but as I could tell, they were friends. Now, looking upon it now, as I've got some time under my belt, those friends, for all I could tell, were probably what is known nowadays as the good neighbors. And, you know, fairy contact, not always good for some people, but good for some others, is something that possibly could have been part of this story. And I'd like to think that it is, although I don't remember seeing them like that or having a classical experience of being around fairies. I just felt like presences, my memories of presences, and I don't know if they took forms, but they were friends and I knew they were friendly. So I went, and I kept on going back many times as a toddler. So that, to me, is an important experience. And I've had many like this. And this was one of my first formative experiences as a child that played out into my whole life and even now as an adult. So this offers meaning, and this offers what would you call a core key to life experience? And I really appreciate it. And I'm sending appreciation back down through time to my little self, saying thanks for doing that and going there. I really enjoyed that, and I'm still enjoying that. So that wraps up today's first episode. And you know, if you get the gist of it and you like this idea of having stories told and talking to somebody about your stories, you can always contact me. And if you like today's show, please share it. Give it 5 stars on your podcast app and share it with your friends. Sharing is caring and helps me to super normalize the world. Now, if you've had an experience or life story that you'd love to share, please contact me direct on super normalized, that's normalized with a Z, at proton.me. Thanks for listening, and I hope to have you back listening soon. Bye for now.